Okay. Now, Dr. Hagen, and we're talking about the cotton cultivars now.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that really has interested me, and a point of emphasis when you look at foliar diseases, and it always has been, whether it's been on corn, peanuts, or cotton, has been identifying resistant varieties, because it's simply a more efficient and less costly means for the growers to manage disease in their crops. And particularly with the varying prices that we run into, cotton in particular in the past year or so, prices have gone down and growers are struggling in order to make a profit. And to go in there and tell them, hey, you need to spend $35 or $40 an acre on fungicides, their eyes are going to start glazing over. They don't need that. So what we'd like to do is identify lines that are resistant, less likely to need fungicide inputs on them in order to maximize yield potential. Now, one of the other flip side problems we run into, you know, as extension research folks, particularly extension folks, is your cultivar selection is a moving target. The companies are forever bringing out something new, and by the time you figured out how a variety may or may not respond to disease like this, they've already moved on and got something else. So you seem like you're always chasing your tail. So in this particular trial, we're trying to get some of the newer lines that are newly released to see how well they may respond at multiple locations across the state and to this particular disease. Of course, the other disease we didn't get any hardly this year was aerulate mildew, and I talked about that last year, and it's, God forbid it shows up, because it's actually worse than target spot. I've already talked about or ran through this introduction so we can blow on by that. And the test was run at Bruton, which is in southwest Alabama. It's about 45 miles above Pensacola. And the other test was run at Prattville, which is about 10 or 15 miles from Montgomery. So two completely different environments. And this year, Bruton certainly got more rain, although in September it didn't rain anywhere in Alabama. But it was really hot and dry at Prattville, and it got drier there earlier than it did in Bruton. So basically, these trials are managed for high yield. So we want to push them past the four bell point. Is the general idea for these trials. So they get a lot of nitrogen. We try and get put a lot of water on them to make sure that the yields are pushed. And also, in addition to that, of course, those conditions are very favorable for target spot. I use a positive control umbrella program. I mentioned it earlier, the Praxor Bravo Ultrex. Two, maybe three or four sprays, depending on location, are made in order to try and minimize the amount of target spot development in the crop. So essentially, we're trying to get the highest yield possible in that positive control, and then you have a no fungicide control to compare it against. And so the studies are set up as factorials in a split plot design. And so we're looking at disease intensity. I already mentioned about defoliation, we're looking at ball counts, lint yield, turnout, and we'll have quality ratings available at a later date on both of these varieties as well. This slide just illustrates the pace of disease development on the 9 cultivars that were evaluated at Bruton. This is a mean of the no fungicide control and the positive control, so it's the average. And still, there are some of these lines like Phytogen 580, surprisingly DP 1851, and then the Stoneville 6182, which is my go-to target spot trial variety now, really had a pretty fair amount of disease. But you can see that some of the other lines, the rate of development is slower, and the total amount of defoliation, again, it's even as it is an average, is much lower in the Stoneville 5600 and Delta Pine 1646 in particular, had a relatively low level of defoliation even at cutout. There was not a significant cultivar by fungicide program interaction here at Bruton. Just illustrates the total level of defoliation at the final rating date, the 6182, and then Phytogen 580 and the Dolopine 1851 had similarly high levels of defoliation. On the flip side, the 5600 and the 1646 had the lower defoliation ratings, but statistically they and the other remaining varieties had similar levels of defoliation. And then on the far side, you can clearly see how the fungicide program reduced the amount of defoliation as compared with the no fungicide control. So there still was a fair amount of defoliation that was observed across those cultivars, particularly that two or three of that I mentioned. There was a significant cultivar by fungicide interaction. So basically that means they're not all the varieties responded the same to the fungicide inputs as far as yield is concerned. But here, the only variety where there was a yield gain from the fungicide input was the Stoneville 5600, which oddly enough was one of the varieties that had the least amount of defoliation. On the flip side, Stoneville 6182, you would normally expect to see a nice yield gain resulting from a fungicide input. Didn't happen. So that's one change or difference in this particular trial at Bruton that I really haven't seen in past years. Normally, those really susceptible lines give you a nice yield bump with the fungicide input, and those that are resistant or are less likely to have severe defoliation normally do not. Now, the 1646 came on top as far as yield is concerned, and the other two Delta Pine lines had equally high yields. The Phytogens and Stoneville were lagging behind the 1646. At Prattville, as I said, it was a little drier environment. We had to irrigate a lot more there than we did down in Bruton. The total level of defoliation at cutout was generally quite a bit lower. The only variety that kind of showed a fair amount of defoliation was the Stoneville 4550. A lot of the other ones, really not a whole lot going on, and almost no defoliation in the in Stoneville 5471. So at least as far as the disease was concerned, we're getting some nice differences among the cultivars over the course of the year. But again, because of the way the weather turned out, being hot and dry at certain times, kind of slowed things down, at least as far as disease development is concerned. Now there was, even though I didn't show it there on that slide, there was a significant cultivar by fungicide interaction as far as defoliation was concerned. And there were sizable differences if you look at the non-treated controls among the cultivars that were screened, with some of them, like, as I said, the 4550 had a lot of defoliation. There were a couple other cultivars statistically didn't separate out. But on the flip side, the Stoneville 5471, as I mentioned, looked very good. The Phytogen 440 looked very good. Some of the other lines did okay. Still much lower than the 4550 here. And then all of the cultivars had a lot less defoliation with the fungicide program, and there were some minor differences in the amount of defoliation if you look at the fungicide treatments across those cultivars, with, again, like the 5471, almost no defoliation out there in that cotton at all. I don't have the lint yields for this study at this point. I'll probably have the turnout values shortly after we get back. But really, the results were not all that different from what I reported at Bruton, in that 1646 far out yielded most of the varieties, particularly all the Phytogens and Stone varieties that were screened. The Delta Pines were statistically similar yields, but of course numerically they were lagging a great deal, and because of the low disease pressure, there really wasn't a response due to the fungicide inputs. Also at Bruton, and I'll just touch on these very quickly, I'm not going to go through them. We do OVT trials at about five locations in the state of Alabama, and I like to look at them to get an idea as how some of the varieties or new breeding lines are performing in comparison with some of the cultivar standards that we have out there. There's usually 30, maybe up to 40 entries in these trials. And depending on location and weather patterns, we can get a high level of target spot, and some years also a good deal of variolate mildew. And we, in some of the trials, see some really good differences. This particular full season OBT trial at Prattville was planted the 1st of May, which is usually a really good time to get a strong performance and differences among cultivars as far as target spots concerned. So you have your phytogen lines here, really not much of a difference among them. They're not real bad. They're not really good as far as reduction in the amount of defoliation. Some differences in the Americott varieties, with one of them looking really good. You look at the Stoneville's, I told you in the previous test, the 4550 cut chopped up pretty badly. Took it on the chin here too. So both trials at Prattville, it kind of fell out. And on the flip side, the 5471 looked good in both trials as well. So there's some nice consistency there as some of these products or some of these varieties are performing. And the 6182 also did not, also had some issues with target spot defoliation. These are the, got the Delta Pines here. One of the things, as I mentioned, historically, the Delta Pine varieties, the 1050, we had 1252, there were a couple other, 1553, 1555, all tended to have reduced amounts of defoliation due to target spot. It looks like they kind of lost a little bit there with 1840 and 1851, because they're tending to more float up to the top as far as the performance of some of these varieties, but they still had excellent yield characteristics, and so that's very typical of some of those lines. And even among the Dynagrows, there was one cultivar that kind of got beat up pretty badly, but then the 3753 had the least amount of defoliation of all the lines that were screened in this particular study. There's also an early flex trial there at Prattville. It was planted 2 weeks after the late test, so it was kind of maturing out as the weather was drying and getting hotter at the end of August and early September. So there was a good deal less defoliation due to target spot in this test than there was in the full season flex. The variety had the most defoliation is that next gen, the 4936, at only about 36% defoliation. So it's about half the level of defoliation as was seen in the full season test. And there's, again, some of your Delta Pine varieties, some Dynagrows. Phytogen lines didn't look too bad in this particular trial. Some bare Stoneville trials and some cropland varieties. So they're not as much disease here, but still looking at these trials provides us with a really good window as to how some of these varieties may perform in farm fields. It doesn't give us an indication of how they respond to fungicide inputs, but we do get a yield off these trials. And at least right now, Delta Pine 1646 is at least 50% of the total acreage in the state of Alabama. And if you look at the results of these trials, you can understand why they're planting Delta Pine 1646, because it's pretty hard to beat as far as yield response is concerned. Its only Achilles heel is that if we get areolate mildew, it's going to tear it to pieces. And that's its main Achilles heel right now. So anyway, this is just a summary of what we saw. You know, Bruton, there's some nice differences in cultivar performance, some nice differences at Prattville. Didn't really see much of a yield response due to, with the fungicide inputs, not a lot of yield loss. And as I said, I attribute that to the way the weather stacked up in 2019, and we just had a lot of hot, dry weather, and that's just not very conducive to foliar disease development. Thank you.